I thought we came down, we played hard, we were physical. We did the things that we wanted to do in terms of showing in 1 week's time we could come back from the week before, but it was too little and not enough. We had opportunities. The second half, we drive down into their territory and then go backwards. The second time we had it down there, same way. We were in field goal range and went backwards. So there's no excuse for that. We couldn't stop them when we had to stop them to get the ball back. Give credit to them for that. I thought the first half was hard fought. It was well played. It was back and forth. It was nothing at halftime. And I really did think with the start of the third quarter, with our drive, that if we could have scored a touchdown right there, it might have put us in better stead. We turned the ball over and gave them a cheap short field touchdown. We got one as well. But it's obvious, you got to be able to hang on to the football. And, you say it till you're blue in the face and out pops, three balls today? That obviously the final one, we're down 10 and not much time. But still, it's not a very good way to end a football game. So we're 3-4. We go into the bye week. And we got to come together here and try to figure out a way to get some of these things done that are most frustrating for us right now. Anybody have a question?
Tom, are you concerned at all about, your team now has 2 weeks to think about two bad losses, about maybe their mental state?
Am I concerned with that? No, I'm not concerned with that. I'm concerned with playing better football, with our execution, with our ability to run the football, which was basically not there tonight. Defensing the run, we made some good plays against the run, and we made some bad plays against the run. So that part of it, I hope we come back with great resolve after the bye and look at the opportunities that are in front of us. Obviously, we play some very, very good football teams, but we continue to try to improve on the things we're doing poorly and look forward to the opportunities that are coming ahead of us.
You came out. More any sense of time running short, if you will, just at 3-4.
Well, we've lost a couple of important games in a row. We have a lot of games to play, but we're going to have to do something about it. We have 9 games. We certainly have to get some W's. We have to get going in that area. Our consistency has got to be there.
You seem to come out in the second half really intent on running it. You went to a lot more power formations maybe than you did in the first half. You stuck with it even though you didn't have success.
We're going to do that.
Why? What was the thing?
Because
you got
to have balance. We're not just going to turn the ball over because we refuse to run. That's not what we're all about. So I'm not sure if what you're saying is that accurate. We did the same thing in the first half. First 3 plays of the game were runs. So
we've asked you this question before, but you had a bit of an offensive lull and then the no huddle switched to no huddle and he directed a pretty quick good drive there. Did you consider
we're in the no huddle most of the game?
Yeah. So it just worked better there?
Well, we made some plays. We got some balls into people's hands, and they made some yardage. They ran for yardage. We were in the no huddle a lot of the time tonight.
John, what's your running game doing fairly good earlier? Yep. What do you see? What's going on?
We got to block people. It's not as consistent. We're having bad breakdowns that are costing us negative yardage. So we're having to come from behind the 8-ball instead of going forward. If it's a 3-yard run, it's certainly better than 2nd and 12. I really look forward to seeing this film because I it looked like we had some issues in there with some missed blocks and some people, running pretty much free in our backfield. That McLean made 2 big hits in the third quarter that were, man, oh man.
What's making this Cowboys offense tougher than in past years to stop?
They've always been tough to stop, I think, and we've had a lot of games that have proven that, but I just think their execution is very good, and And of course, they're running the ball, and then they have players that can make big plays for them.
What was it about Dez that they did with
it? It seemed that the explosive element to the offense wasn't there today. Is that where you really miss Victor?
Well, we certainly do miss Victor, but we have Odell and Ruben. They can be explosive, and I've always counted on Larry as being, a big part of that as well. We've had some issues there, obviously, and we're going to have to correct some things, but he's a part of that.
Dez Bryant had, I think it was 2-for-14 in the first half and finished with 8-for-138, I think it was. What did they do to sort of get him free, and why did he have such a big second half?
He beat us on his touchdown. He made a nice move. We were trying to jam him, and we missed the jam, and down the field he went on the ball that was at the one-yard line.
He got matched up against Chandler Fenner.
Yeah, that's trying to make it simple enough so we can play. He ended up in a position where Fenner ended up on him, and the kid tries really hard, but he just doesn't have a lot of experience.
Did you find out what happened on the first touchdown they scored when there was clearly some sort of miscommunication? It seemed with Beeson and Roll.
No, I wouldn't want to say something and not have it accurate.
How's John doing? Obviously he left with the same injury again, and that's obviously a pretty big problem considering it is the same toe.
Yeah, we thought really he was, he'd done very well. He practiced on turf and done well the next day, and I really wanted to put that whole thing behind me, but cropped up again tonight.
Tom, despite the result, was the message that you guys got from Victor Cruz last night motivational, inspirational, you think?
Well, I'm sure, spoken by a teammate, especially, Victor Cruz. I'm sure the guys took it to heart. I don't think there was anybody in that. I don't know how much motivation you need after the week before. I mean, if you're a competitor, you're going to try to do something about it. And I didn't have any problem with any of that tonight. Stopping them, executing when we wanted to, running the ball. I have problems with some of that, putting the ball on the ground. But the fact that they – once we got past that thing, the way they approached the game, I didn't have a problem with that.
I'm sure you wanted to get more out of DRC today.